The recording.
I marked us. So we're good to go here. Okay. All right, so let's begin by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Everyone would?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, everyone. Meeting 6:03. Call on the roll call of officers. Let the record show myself and Commissioner Bartholomew are here. Commissioner Gwode was not able to meet with us tonight. So we'd like to open the public portion of the meeting to anyone who'd like to speak. Hearing nothing, I'll make a second call for anyone who'd like to speak in the public portion of the meeting. And third call, anyone who'd like to speak in the public portion. Hearing no responses, I will close the public portion of the meeting. We can move on to the agenda. Does anyone see any need for additions, corrections to tonight's agenda?
I don't have anything to add to it.
See nothing myself. Deputy Chief, nothing you see for the agenda, additions, corrections, anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, all right. So we need a motion to adopt tonight's agenda.
Make the motion.
Right, Commissioner Bartholomew, I'll second it. In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, we've now adopted the agenda. All right, first item on the agenda, acceptance of previous minutes from last month's meeting. Anyone see anything that needs changes? Anything?
I didn't see anything to make any changes. I'm going to make a motion to accept the previous month's meeting.
Okay, Commissioner Bartholomew, I'll second that motion. And again, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Old business. Anyone have anything under old business? Deputy Chief, I see you've unmuted.
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Commissioner Bartholomew, anything under old business?
No.
No. Okay. Close old business, having nothing to talk about. New business. Deputy Chief Todd.
Nothing from here.
Okay, nothing under new business. Deputy Commissioner Bartholomew.
I'm just going to ask a question under department reports. That's all. So okay. I got nothing.
All right. Close the new business portion. Department reports.
There's really nothing of interest this month. The only thing I will comment on again is we are approximately $50,000 overspent in our overtime account. We still are not having a lot of luck getting that money reimbursed, but we are continuing to trying to work with other city entities to get that done.
Yeah, is this COVID funds?
Pardon me?
Is this under the COVID funds?
Well, there's, I guess that's one of the big disconnects is that whether or not this is, but the city clerk was kind enough to provide documentation for the finance director that we believed would have allayed her concerns regarding she thought she needed to transfer this money, but that was provided last week, and to this date, there has been no transfer.
Sure.
Anything you feel the commissioners can do toward moving that forward?
Well, at this time, the chief and I just wanted to make sure the commissioner was aware. We are spending upwards of $12,000 to $14,000 a week currently in overtime, and that $50,000 obviously is a big chunk that we will be short. We anticipate running out of funds without that money by the end of March. At this point, we really don't have any reason to believe we can't come to an agreement and get that money transferred, since it was approved by the board of aldermen and alderwomen. So we will just continue to work towards finding a mutually acceptable way to get that money transferred.
Okay. Seems just navigating through the red tape, I would assume.
Yeah, it's just I guess a new method, new ways that our new finance director would like things done that we haven't experienced before. And you know, there's no finger pointing right now. It's just trying to do the best we can to provide her with what she needs to get things done the way she would like them done. So at this point, it's not an issue where we're going to run out of money next week. So we have time to still work with her, and we continue to do so.
Okay. That sounds good. Anything else that anyone has on the activity reports? That was the one question I was going to ask tonight too. And I'm aware that COVID has hit the departments significantly, like it has every other public safety entity in the state. So that sort of answered some of my overtime questions. Are there any other issues besides COVID affecting the overtime right now, Scott?
No. I mean, we still have a few officers that are out for different reasons, but the officers that did experience COVID-related issues, I believe all of them are back, and we haven't experienced anything within the last week. So keeping our fingers crossed that we remain that way, and really the majority of the money that we've expended due to overtime in the past few weeks has been COVID related. So with these guys back, hopefully that number will drop back down to a more reasonable number. So.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, and talking to the chief today, I understand that we have not moved forward with the accreditation position. Is that correct?
To my knowledge, that's correct. There's been no movement on that.
Okay. We're mandated by next year to begin the process, or have the process complete?
The process, the window for that law that went into effect January 1st of this year. I believe that there is at least a 2-year, if not a 3-year window to get to the first step of the accreditation. Sure. But again, it's such a long involved process. We need to get up and running ASAP, or we'll be so far behind the ball that we won't be able to get it done in the mandated time.
Okay. Anything the commission can do for that, we'll reach out and we'll support it as much as we can. Again, another unfunded mandate, but we have no choice. It's a law. Anything else? Anyone have any questions or any other comments under the department reports?
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on. Communications.
Do we have nothing.
Okay. Local traffic authority. Just one question from there, Scott. Have we begun to even figure out the traffic patterns for when they may begin construction on Main Street and Route 34?
As far as what exactly are you referring?
Well, I'm just wondering if there has been talk as to how we're going to manage traffic when they begin, I don't know that the bid's been awarded yet, but has DOT even begun to talk to you guys about that? Because that's going to become a very hot button issue.
No, the bids have not been awarded. And the way the process normally works is once DOT awards the actual bid in the very near future after that bid, we will sit down with the contractor. Contractor will develop a proposed traffic plan that he will submit to DOT and us for review. And as long as all parties agree that that's the best option, you know, there's normally some tweaks here and there, but that's what we go with. But until that's awarded, and, you know, probably take at least a few months for them to develop a proposed traffic plan, get it to DOT, get that approved. Really, we'll have no idea what their objectives will be, whether they plan to do some of this work at night, any of it at night, whether they plan to do it mainly behind barriers without police assistance. So it's really, there's a lot of ways it can go until that bid is awarded and they come up with a traffic plan. We won't have any idea what their train of thought is.
Okay. Rich, anything?
No, that's it.
No, nothing either. So having completed the traffic authority business, last item on the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second. And with that,
favor,
we will adjourn the meeting. So everyone have a good night. Stay safe.
Good night.